USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official is predicting interest rates will go even higher in the future. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans believes interest rates will top out at 3.5% when this year is over. As for next year, Evans saying they could reach 4%. This comes despite the latest Consumer Price Index report showing signs that inflation may be slowing down. The CPI for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. China is blaming the United States for being the main instigator behind Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China's ambassador to Russia saying in an interview with a Russian state news agency, the United States was trying to exhaust Russia by enforcing sanctions, supplying arms to Ukraine, and helping to expand the NATO alliance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New details are coming out regarding the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
The FBI, raiding President Trump's Florida home armed with automatic machine guns, at first refused to give Trump's lawyer the search warrant. Christina Bob on Epic TV.
I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it. And then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded. They wouldn't allow me to actually go with them where they were doing the search. So I didn't actually get to oversee the search. They wouldn't let anybody see what they were doing.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parents in Uvalde, Texas are demanding big changes to prevent another school shooting. At a city council meeting, some were furious the police who were there that day haven't been fired. Uvalde's mayor saying the officers are being retrained. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Pelosi explained why the trip was necessary during a news conference on Wednesday.
Our purpose in going to Taiwan was to say that we have this strong relationship built on status quo, which we support.
China repeated military threats against Taiwan Wednesday. This after a week of missile firings into Taiwanese waters and airspace by Chinese warships and planes. China is also cutting off dialogue with the United States on issues from maritime security to climate change. A member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was charged for attempting to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. FBI Executive Assistant Director of the National Security Branch, Larissa Knapp, stated that the attack was set to happen on U.S. soil.
According to the complaint unsealed today, Iranian national Shahram Persafi attempted to hire an individual to assassinate a former National Security Advisor here on U.S. soil.
The 45th annual Elvis Week is underway in Memphis after kicking off Tuesday night. As many as 25,000 people from around the world are expected to come to Memphis for the week of festivities, which include music, excursions, and tours. More information about Elvis Week can be found online. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.